The brunt of the storm on Saturday was hitting upstate New York and the Great Lakes with snowfall and high winds, many now stranded in their homes for Christmas.
I live in what you might call the stereotypical American suburbs, if you could picture that, and I cannot walk to the sidewalk in front of my house, about 20 meters from my front door. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people here in just in Western New York State have lost power for a period of hours, and they're just coping with extra blankets and lots of Christmas sweaters.
Despite an official ban on driving in some areas, there were fears that many had ventured out anyway, thinking that the worst was over, only to get stranded.
This may turn out to be the worst storm in our community's history. There are still likely hundreds of people still stuck in vehicles, including individuals who tried to drive out in the late night hours last night.
But this is the festive season in the U.S., one of the busiest travel periods of the year. And even though thousands of flight delays and cancellations were reported, some passengers were determined to complete their holiday travel.
Our whole airport shut down, so we drove to Omaha, Nebraska, got on a flight there, then D.C., delayed in D.C., and now we're here.
Even though Winter Storm Elliott has moved way to the north, its aftermath of freezing temperatures means cities from Pennsylvania to Florida are being told to expect the coldest Christmas on record. Although climate scientists say it's difficult to ascribe a single weather event to climate change, what we are seeing is in keeping with the models they've been warning about for years. A warming Arctic, disrupting the jet stream and plunging polar air southwards more and more frequently, and just in general, an increase in a variety of extreme weather events. Shia Bratansi, Al Jazeera, Washington.